while you drive this morning? We drive through the world of sports, with all the sport news as our destination. Sports Drive, weekdays 9 to 9:30 a.m. on Nigeria Info, Abuja. Sports Drive, let's do the drive.
Drive on Nigeria Info. Weekdays, 9 a.m.
Sports Drive on Nigeria Info.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
This morning on Sports Drive.
Lovely Thursday morning right here on your number one Let's Talk Station 95.1 on Nigeria Info. Welcome to Sports Drive. Yes, it's always a delight to be here to drive you through the sporting world this morning. My name is Piles Idoko, yes, and I'm ready to serve you with breakfast this morning on the show. Welcome on board. It's always a pleasure to have you join us as well. Now we'll head straight to some of the stories we're tracking this morning for you on the show. It will definitely interest you to know that reactions are still pouring in, and at this point in time, expectations are high for the Super Eagles of Nigeria as they intend to get their ambition of having a very successful outing in Cameroon next year. Get it going on a very, very promising note. And not just the Super Eagles, Nigerians from all quarters are asking questions. They are asking that the Super Eagles will not let them down. They will go all the way to make the country proud once again. And one of those who have also lent his voice to the many Nigerians calling is a former Super Eagles player. They call him the headmaster. And this morning on the show, he joins us. We actually caught up with him, and he says, winning AFCON is my least expectation from the Super Eagles. And I'm asking you this morning as well, what are your expectations from the Super Eagles? If Mutiu Adekpoju, former Super Eagles midfielder, says his least expectation is the Eagles winning the Nations Cup. Well, he has stated that the least result he awaits to see from the Super Eagles following the AFCON draws run by the Confederation of African Football on Tuesday is by lifting the trophy in Cameroon. Adekpoju noted that waiting to win the trophy is long overdue, and he sees nothing short of a finals appearance as good enough for the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Well, we told you that we caught up with him, and of course, he will be speaking to us this morning on the show on his expectation from the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Let's get to listen to what Mutiu Adekpoju has to say exactly this morning on the show.
We have been in the semi-final several times, and listening and all that, and then in coming first and all that. So, I mean, getting into the final is an easy look, and even winning the cup because it's long overdue.
You said it's long overdue. Do you also agree that it's long overdue? Well, that's the target you have set for the Eagles. What about you out there? What target are you setting for the Super Eagles? Anyways, another man who will also be speaking to us this morning as we take you straight to the headquarters of the Nigeria Football Federation is none other but the Secretary General of the Nigeria Football Federation. His name is Sanusi Muhammad. Sanusi Muhammad remains bullish that the disposition of Nigerian players makes us better than Egypt ahead of our group pairings for the AFCON Championship in Cameroon next year. Sanusi maintained that any match between the two countries usually will be back-breaking, but he's self-assured that Nigeria will definitely come out tops against the Pharaohs of Egypt. Let's get to listen to Sanusi Muhammad this morning on the show.
Nigeria has won the trophy 3 times and Egypt has won the trophy 7 times. Matches between Nigeria and Egypt have always been very tough, but I can tell you that if you go by statistics, you know that Nigeria, the crop of players we have are very young and they are doing very well in their clubs. you know, very hungry for success. You cannot but give it to them that they are good to go. I can also tell you that the Nigerian players are players that one would say one-on-one, when you compare them with the Egyptian players, you would say we have an edge over them. Of course, you cannot dismiss the fact that we have Salah and of also one or two players that are world-class players that can also have impact on the team. But when you look at one-on-one, you must say that the Nigerian team is the best in that group.
One-on-one, the Nigerian team is more superior to the Egyptians. Well, Mutiu Adepoju says he expects nothing short of an outright victory in all their matches. By clinching the trophy, that will, of course, surpass his expectation, is what he expects the Eagles to go all out and do. And Sanusi Mohammed believes that we are superior to our group opponents, Egypt. Now, before we open the phone lines for you to join in the conversation, let's quickly bring you something. Yes, from the women aspect of the game. Super Falcons, already they are in camp. They are shaping up, yes, getting ready, sweating it out profusely ahead of FIFA Under 20 Women's World Cup qualifiers against the Central African Republic. And guess what? We caught up with the head coach of the under 20 women's team, Coach Christopher Danjuma. And of course, from our discussion with him, he said he's hoping that his side will make it through to the World Cup as preparations is underway ahead of the FIFA Under 20 World Cup qualifiers. 35 players are in camp, and the coach spoke to us ahead of the qualifiers against the Central African Republic. Let's get to listen to what Coach Christopher Danjuma is saying this morning.
Yeah, this is World Cup qualifiers for the Under 20 World Cup qualifier. That's what we're playing, the female. And our first match is going to be against Central African Republic. That'll be around September 22nd, and second leg is around October 10th. The team to qualify have increased. We started from Bay, now there are 5 teams. I think we have a format to split 8 games to get to the World Cup, which by the grace of God, I know God on our side and a couple of players we have now that are hungry to make name for themselves. Surely we will do that. We'll get there. 35, we'll screen him. We keep trimming down. We keep inviting. We make sure we have the best of the best.
35 players currently are in camp of the Falconets. Yes, he said they will keep screening just to prune down the list to the minimal 23, of course, that will take to the qualifiers. And we hope, just like you rightly mentioned, that they will get better by each passing day. We hope that the team, of course, will improve from their last outing. Let them get through the qualifying phase of the World Cup first, and then we get to find out exactly what they are capable of doing at the world stage. But then Christopher Danjuma is well experienced. He led them to the last edition in France. And let's see what this team will do or will achieve at the world stage once again. Okay, it's time for you to join in the conversation. We'll open the phone lines right now for you to be part of the show. Call 070-095-10-000. And if you feel sending a message to us, of course, will be better for you this morning. Why not do well to send it to 080-999-30-137. Yes, that's the WhatsApp portal, but the phone line is 070-095-10-000. What are your expectations for the Super Eagles? Are you, what are your targets? What targets will you set for them? And of course, yeah, do you think we are also superior to our group opponents, Egypt, just like the Secretary General of the Nigeria Football Federation have stated this morning? Let's get to Philip Pauls on the show. Even as we look at other happenings in other sports this morning, yeah, we'll take you straight to the headquarters of the Nigeria Basketball Federation. Yes, the head coach, or rather the president of the federation, talking about Musa Kida, will also be speaking to us on the show this morning. But indeed, Team Nigeria, before we go to basketball, Team Nigeria in Faraway in Kenya that made us proud yesterday as they claimed that the mixed relay gold at the World Under 20 Championship. And the new president of the federation, talking about Tonobo Okowa, he spoke about the team, how they got their preparation underway and ensuring that the team gets the best preparation they had before they embark on the journey to Kenya, which of course they've started on a very promising note by claiming the mixed relay gold at the World Under 20 Championship. Tonobo Okowa speaks to us right here this morning.
About my contingent, it's all about bringing those that can perform and perform well. At least we know, you look at the level at which they are in the world athletics, their rating, and then you'll be able to know those that can, even if they qualified, but those that can give you medal. Okay, there are some that are medal hopeful. There are some that don't even go close to. If somebody is maybe position 100 or something in the world, what can the person possibly do? So that's my take about it.
That's right, so that's his take on that. Tonobo Okowa, he's been recognized by the World Athletics Body as the president of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria. Of course, you do know, some controversies are still rocking the emergence of Tonobo Okowa, because two factions actually came up. One was Shehu Guso, while Tonobo Okowa, his election was conducted right here in Abuja. But the World Athletics Body, they've come out to reckon with Tonobo Okowa. Now, let's take you to the world of basketball right about now. Yes, the NBBF president, talking about Engineer Musa Kida, has passed a vote of confidence on the two coaches that led us to the Tokyo 2020 Olympics in Japan. Yeah, these two coaches, of course, without any shadow of a doubt, they performed below expectations at the Tokyo Olympics. There were high expectations from the D-Tigers and the D-Tigres, and of course, they failed to conquer. They lost all three group games against their opponents. But be that as it may, the president of the Basketball Federation in Nigeria, Engineer Musa Kida, has stated that there are no vacancies. Even though these coaches did not perform as much as a lot were expected of them, he said they will remain on the job to build Nigeria's team to ensure they keep getting better at the world stage. And I'm asking this morning, do you think if it was an indigenous coaches that took us to the championship and then they failed to win a single game, do you think they will be retained to continue on the job? Well, it's also part of what we're discussing this morning. But indeed, they said interested coaches interested in handling the national basketball teams have been asked to join in the future development of the teams, as the leadership of the Nigeria Basketball Federation has passed a vote of confidence on Mike Brown and Otis Hughley, who manage the D-Tigers and D-Tigres respectively. They are fresh from the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, and the federation led by Kida said that the federation has full confidence in the technical and tactical abilities of the two elite coaches to come good in line with long-term objectives in the federation. Let's listen to what Engineer Musa Kida has to say this morning about these two coaches.
It just goes beyond the technical side of coaching a national team. Mike Brown has shown that he's passionate about the interest of Nigerians and Nigerian basketball. And he's also even interested in making Africa look good.
Said he has a full confidence on his passion. He has a full confidence on his intention to make things better. And I'm asking you once again, do you think if it is our indigenous coaches that led us to the Tokyo Olympic Games and that failed to win matches, will they have been retained? Well, it forms a part of our discussion this morning. 070-095-10000. and on the WhatsApp portal is 080-999-30-137. Okay, let's go international right about now and bring you some stories that we're also tracking this morning on the show. We'll take you straight to one team. They've actually been in the news for some time now. They actually didn't get their campaign on for this season's EPL, not as much as a lot of their fans would have expected them to be. But then they are in the news this morning, and it's Arsenal Football Club of England. Yes, we hear this morning that the fans are calling that they should get Saka back on track, and they are warning the management of the club, which also includes the coach Mikel Arteta. They're saying get Saka back now, remove the cloud hanging over Aubameyang and Lacazette, and drop Pablo Mari. Odegaard and Ramsdale are on their way to the club already, as we speak, but Arteta is looking like he still has plenty to do to fix this Arsenal team. Do you think there's so much covering, there's so much cloud hanging around Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and Alexandre Lacazette? The fans are calling this morning that they should get Saka right back, and Saka might just be the man that will give them the kind of result that they need. We also hear this morning that Manchester United has offered, they've actually made an offer to Paul Pogba, their best paid player, on a huge £400,000 a week deal. But Paul Pogba is still not ready to sign, with PSG ready to swap for free transfer next summer. £400,000 for Paul Pogba a week, but Paul Pogba doesn't seem to be interested in Manchester United's contract extension anymore. Do you think that it's about time United will let go of Paul Pogba? I don't know. This is getting way out of hand. And of course, he's been tempted by the oil-rich PSG team. Yes, maybe that's the reason why he doesn't want to look at a contract extension at Manchester United. Tottenham are ready to swap for long-term Arsenal target. His name is Hossam Or. He's a Lyon player. The Gunners have opted to sign a £30 million pound Real Madrid ace instead, Martin Odegaard. And that man is on his way, according to the reports we're getting from the Emirates Stadium. You understand, Martin Odegaard is just right on his way back to the Emirates Stadium, just to complete everything that has been put on the table. Romelu Lukaku insists former Chelsea boss Antonio Conte has made him a complete player, as he vows to become a Stamford Bridge hit at the second time of asking, following his £98 million move. He said he's intrigued to play under Thomas Tuchel. That's coming from Romelu Lukaku. That man is ready to get down to business right there at Chelsea. We'll wait to see what happens this weekend when Chelsea will play against Arsenal. Of course, there's a big question asking about the future of Cristiano Ronaldo this morning as well. His statement on his future has left more questions than answers, and he has been offered to Manchester City. PSG, we understand, are also in line and may also swap and pair him with Lionel Messi. I don't know if that is definitely going to pan out, if it's going to work out, but that's the latest story we're also tracking about Cristiano Ronaldo. PSG may swap him and pair him with Lionel Messi, and that obviously is going to make them the most killer squad in the world should this deal happen. Anyways, I'm out of time. Just have to step aside right about now. Fortune will be the man to take over proceedings. Want to say thank you very much for your time on the show this morning. Let's do this again sometime tomorrow when Sports Drive will make a return. But do well to join us later this evening for an exclusive Football Frenzy show right here on your number one Let's Talk station. Until then, I'm Pius Edoko. Enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the rest of our programming right here on 95.1. Good morning and God bless you all.
is Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.